Hi, this is Chaz Palminteri, and if you're thinking about getting your eyes done, the only person to see is Dr. Rothman of LASIK of Nevada. I flew all the way from New York to be here, and Dr. Rothman did my eyes. And all I could say is, it's a miracle. I could see. You see Dr. Rothman of LASIK of Nevada.
Living in Las Vegas starts now. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome from Las Vegas, Nevada, that groovy little podcast that gives you a true first-person look into what it's like to call Sin City your home, the Living in Las Vegas podcast. And now your host, a man who clearly needs some kind of introduction, otherwise you wouldn't know who he was. Mr. Scott Whitney.
Hello. I don't drink alcohol straight very often, but when I do, it's Jack Daniel's honey. I'm just telling you right now, kids, this is okay stuff. Hey, everybody, welcome to the Living in Las Vegas, extravaganza.
Is that your first one?
It is my first one, and I feel like you might think I'd been drinking. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Living in Las Vegas extravaganza on the Vegas Video Network. I am your host, Scott Whitney. Konnichiwa. Have some, will ya?
It is pretty good.
Go.
Are you all right?
Okay.
Do I need to do the Heimlich?
Okay. Oh, that's a good shot. Look how red Scott can get. Here's a tip, kids, in TV. If you want to, yeah, right. I've done a spit take before, and it hurt just like that. My head's on fire again. Anyways, joining me is my naughty jelly sweet. That's what I call her in front of you. When we're together, when
it's Princess.
It's Mrs. Whitney. Melissa Whitney, everybody, big hand. A big thanks to our sponsor, Bread and Butter. Hey, here's what I like about this guy. Pedophores. What? I didn't even know what a pedophore was until he brought a bunch in about a month or so ago.
God, those are good.
And they're like little angels. Little angel cookies, cakes that you eat. It's like eating an angel.
Butterfly cakes.
Butterfly angel cakes. And the other part that I like about this guy, Chris, is that when he does a promotion, he does it to hurt himself. What do you mean? Like it used to be, he'd go, whatever the temperature is outside, that's the discount. 80 degrees, 80% discount. So go there today. It's 106% discount. He'll pay you 6% to buy his stuff. Probably won't do that. Okay.
Now, just looking at the ad there with all the breads and that stuff there, doesn't that make you kind of hungry? Because usually we haven't had dinner yet before we do the show. So
no, we don't need dinner when we've got honey.
And I'm having my Diet Coke so I can be the designated driver.
That's good. Hey, here's what we're going to do for today's show. This show, guys, is not what you think it is. No, it's for, stand by, my iPod. I just fell asleep. God, technology is pretty groovy. Here it is. It's for the ladies.
Layla, Shayla.
That's right. Hey, Barry White, what's happening?
What do you mean it's for the ladies?
If for the ladies you mean for a guy who wants to take a lady out to a good place in the hopes that he gets lucky within the 3-date window. That's what this is about. Where to take people, you know, that special somebody.
To get your Barry White on?
To get your Barry White on. We're going to talk about three places, one of which we hated. Absolutely hated.
We hated it.
We trashed this place completely several years
ago. I didn't think we would ever go back, did you?
We didn't plan on. But it has turned a corner in a big way. Talk about that. And then two other places that we've recently discovered that we think is pretty damn groovy indeed.
You know what's funny? I didn't even think about them as being date places, but you're absolutely right. Very, very excellent date places. Oh, I would have been happy if you had taken me on a date to any of those places.
I know. But before we
did
that,
we did go on a date to one of them.
We did. Did we?
Well, yeah. Really? One of them we went to together alone. Yeah. That was kind of a date.
All right, you got 15 seconds to finish the story.
That's
up.
It.
Okay, good. So, anyways, I was going to tell you that Huggy Bear told me to F off yesterday.
How was that?
Right. And we've got a big deal on the Vegas Video Network that we're going to talk about, an entity that everybody has heard of. But that's all I'm going to tell you. We're going to come back with some great places to go eat. Vegas Video Network. Be right back.
You know, one of the things I like best about the Vegas Video Network are the people. There are no divas here. Everyone is exactly the same off camera as they are on.
Hey, guys, what's Cocktail of the Week this week?
You know what? I'll let you know what it is when it's time for you to know what it is. Why don't you get off the stage and get back in your production hole? Oh, my God. You know what? And tell cheap-ass Whitney to get us some decent brand liquor. This hobo off-wrap crap ain't cutting it. God, idiots.
Totally.
I would argue that David is wrong, that this is not hobo off-ramp crap. It's my new Jesus.
It's your new favorite thing, isn't it?
It really is my new favorite thing.
Do we have that at home?
I think we do. And if we don't, we will. Mm. So let's talk a little bit about this little place. You may have heard of it. It's called Top of the World. Top of the World is a restaurant on top of the Stratosphere. Been there for a ooey long time. Now, this is a place that has the big rotating restaurant. Rotates all the way around 360 in about an hour's time. And what's fascinating about this restaurant is that we went there about 5 or 6 years ago and hated it.
It was horrible.
Worst, probably the worst restaurant experience we've ever had.
Well, especially paying that kind of money, because you pay a premium price here, right?
Cause, right.
Because you have the most amazing 360-degree view of the entire, you know, Las Vegas Valley. So you're paying a premium price. The quality of the food was subpar, and the service was subpar.
So what was, it was funny, we actually took one of our daughters there, Heather, for her 21st birthday. So we get up there, you know, beautiful place.
And we think it's going to be special.
Yeah, I mean, we think it's going to be special. So we sit down, and literally one of the first things the waitress says to us is, you know, where are you from? They always do that. And we said, well, we're locals. And the waitress says, you don't know better?
Basically, that's what happened.
What? It's like, well, that's kind of where I said. So we ordered.
You never want to start your dinner off.
Right.
That
so we order a bottle of wine. We ordered. It was exotic. It was a Kendall Jackson Chardonnay. Hard to find those. By about.
Very rare.
Never. You can see them everywhere. You walk outside, you'll see about 50 of those bottles laying outside. Anyway, so we order a bottle of this Chardonnay, Kendall Jackson. 5 minutes later, no wine. 10 minutes later, no wine. 15, no wine. 20 minutes, no wine. 35 minutes later, close to 40, the wine finally shows up. We ask, golly, what were you doing? Did you have to crush the grapes?
Which is an issue at a Whitney dinner table,
let's
right?
Let's go. Get the wine on.
We want our wine with our dinner.
Our salad.
That should have been a total.
So what happened?
We should have left.
Yeah, so the wine wasn't in the restaurant. They had to go down downstairs. Well, she said, we have to go downstairs to get the wine. Well, downstairs is 107 floors. All right, so wine. Crazy. Anyway, so it was bad. We went back again because the restaurant was taken over by a guy named Rick Giffen. And Rick is a guy who used to run Trader Vic, which was one of our favorite restaurants. It's where Cabo is, or Cabo Wabo is now.
Right.
And we really liked Trader Vic. Great food there.
Yeah, we did. And we used to go there often.
That's right. He left there, and he's the executive chef at Top of the World. So I'd heard about that, had talked to him about it, knew about it from Mancini, and decided that we would go there with the Mitchells. And what a huge, huge...
Night and day.
Huge difference. So from the appetizers, actually, Rick was nice enough to send some appetizers out for us.
Which was cool.
And you could tell that they put a ton of work, not just in the food, and we'll talk a little bit about that, but the service. So, you know, you're met professionally. You're seated professionally. It's one of those multi-waiter kind of deals where one person does this and the other person does that kind of stuff, which is kind of fun. And it just was really interesting. Now, at the same time we were there dining, they were shooting a commercial. So we didn't actually get to rotating since the whole time, but it was kind of fun watching them shoot.
We did eventually rotate.
Yeah, eventually we rotated. That's not what I meant. It's okay. It's not a real show unless I get in trouble at least once. And we're done. Check. Started off with appetizers. We had some crab
tuna
cakes.
Tartar.
And just really, really great stuff. Then
and it was delicious, so we knew we were in for something different.
Yeah, I mean, and they had had the double wine deal, right?
Yeah,
Two bottles of wine, a red and a white, which were both outstanding for, I think it was $90. Which is cheap, right? So we're like,
yes.
Well, have that. Let's have that. That's good for us.
Well, what was great about it is part of our table wanted white wine,
right,
really, and part of the table wanted red wine. So it was perfect for that reason, too. If you're having, you know, white wine appropriate and red wine appropriate at the table,
right,
if you do this, you don't have to worry about which one you're going to go with.
All right, so we had steaks. What did you have? Did you have steak?
I had steak.
Awesome. Tasted great. I think it was a ribeye.
I had ribeye.
Ribeye, medium.
And it had a crust or herb thing on the outside. I'm trying to think about what it was.
Oh, that's right. It was.
It was fantastic. Not horseradish, was it?
No. Oh, was that the horseradish one?
It was so good.
And they were big too.
Oh,
right?
They were
as big as your head.
Huge. We could have shared it. Really, we could have shared it.
They look just like that too. Big eyes and glasses on. Freaky. Anyways. So the service was outstanding.
It was great.
The view, best view in Las Vegas.
Yep,
because you
absolutely
really see all of Las Vegas. They were able to bring the wine in time. And the ambiance, it was just a great deal. Service, everything, food, appetizers, dessert. Oh, crap. The whole thing was
all
great.
Fantastic.
Highly recommended. Top of the world. Go see that. All right. Or go there and dine. When we come back, our next new favorite restaurant. Living in Las Vegas. Be right back.
Traditional media believes that after about 3 minutes, you'll tune out. Most Vegas media companies think if it doesn't jiggle, you won't tune in. At the Vegas Video Network, we think both are wrong. The Vegas Video Network is the first and only live online broadcast network that specializes in insider news and expert views about Vegas. We combine great storytelling with the ability to watch when and where you want, on your computer, mobile device, or television. Discover the real Las Vegas. Visit VegasVideoNetwork.com.
Hey, if you want to reach out to us, a couple ways to do that. You can check us out on email, onairq@livinginlv.com. Again, onairq@livinginlv.com. You can check our special voicemail deal. You go to the website, you click a little button, boink, thing pops up, boink, boink. You hit go, boink, boink. Next thing you know, your voice is on there. All things are great. Whites are whiter, brights are brighter. Or, of course, you can do the live chat. You can be a part of the show. We've had shows pivot, because of people in the live chat. How great is that? And if you don't catch us live, don't worry about that, kids, because you can watch us on Vegas Video Network, iTunes, YouTube, Roku, and, of course, KSHP 1400 AM at Saturdays from 12 to 4-ish, thereabouts. All right, back to it. All right, so.
Wait, can I say something about Top of the World?
You can.
Just something that was funny, because Sarah Neal hadn't been there before.
Right.
And on the Stratosphere, this is where you can, you know, right, jump off the Stratosphere if you want to.
That's right.
It was so funny because Scott and I were sitting with our back towards that area.
That's right.
And all of a sudden, Sarah and Neil both go, whoa. Ah. Well, somebody had jumped and they had gone, they go by the window,
right,
of the restaurant, and they were really startled. It was kind of funny.
As a matter of fact, we were in that, we were in the perfect position. We were stuck
so
there, remember,
funny,
for a while because of the commercial. So people were jumping in front of Sarah and Neil's eyes for about 30 minutes.
But the first time was the best because
awesome,
they were really thrown off by it, and they were like, oh, you know, it was great. So
the second place that we just discovered, it's been around for a while, is at the Paris Hotel and Casino, and it's a place called Sugar Factory. Now, when I first heard about Sugar Factory, I thought it was just like a candy store kind of thing.
And which isn't a bad thing.
No. And it is a candy store, right? It is a bunch of candies and good stuff.
Yeah, it's
but
amazing.
But it is a restaurant that has, again, one of the better views on the Strip. So everybody knows Mon Ami Gabi has got a great strip view.
Yeah, there's
right
the, that's their French steakhouse.
That's right. And Sugar Factory also has an on-the-strip view. The first time we dined there, we were literally outside. This was on the EDC weekend, which was awesome. awesome.
Yeah, because we got to see all the women walking by in tiny bikinis.
Yeah, that wasn't too bad. Like it. You know what? There's just not enough pasties in the world. Anyways, I recommend eating at Sugar Factory during EDC when it's hot out. Because that's when all, yep, that those two walked by, as a matter of fact. God bless their little hearts. Anyway, so a couple things that are really great about Sugar Factory. And the first is their drinks. Now, they have these huge goblets. Goblets, people. Now, are they cheap? Eh, they're $36. So they're not
cheap. That's a lot of alcohol.
But they are, and I'm not kidding you, they're this big, and they've got smoke coming out of them, which is fun.
And you can have and gummy bears sometimes.
And gummy bears.
And
so our favorite is the gummy bear one called Gummy Galore, I think it's called.
Yeah.
And so they bring out the goblet with the ice and the gummy bears, and then they bring out one of those, you know, shaker can guys that's full of the liquid, and they pour it in there, and the smoke comes up. You know, and I like that smoky stuff. And then you start sipping it, and you think it's dangerous because there's bubbles coming
but
out.
But it's meant to share for two.
Oh.
Or three.
That's right. And it's
not just for you, Scott.
That's right. It's meant to share. And so we shared it. And mostly, then I shared it. It was good.
You did. You shared.
And they had this. So their drink menu is kind of their thing. They had probably, I don't know, 10, 11, 15,
oh,
30 or
they
so
have a
goblets.
Ton of,
and then other specialty drinks,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. They have one there called the S'more I want
you
so
really
badly.
Want the S'more one.
I really need to go and get one.
Every time we go there, you say, that looks good. Maybe we should have that. And then I say, goblet gummy bear. And then we have that. It's cool.
Yes. I'm a nice wife.
You're a nice wife. You are. That's no question there. So start off with the goblet. I would recommend the gummy bear goblet. Because the other good thing is that the gummy bears freeze. And then they're more chewy.
They're gummy worms.
Gummy worms, right.
They're
right,
fabulous.
Right. And then the food. How's the food? Shockingly good.
The food is really good, and they have a big variety.
Yeah.
Like, they have sandwiches and burgers and pizzas and pastas and steak.
And we had the steak frites.
Salmon, appetizers.
Steak frites were awesome.
I had a turkey burger the last time we were there, and it was delicious.
Yeah. And what did I have the last time when we were there?
You had
with
a
the kids?
Bacon burger.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I had a turkey burger. It was awesome. I mean, it's really, really good. Good service, good drinks, good food, and then the desserts. Oh, you remember, so when I was a kid, I grew up in Southern California, and they had this place called Farrell's Ice Cream Parlor. It used to be the place to go in high school. And they had this thing called a pig trough. And it was basically two banana splits in a pig trough. And if you ate it, you got a ribbon, right, for being like a pig.
You had a lot of ribbons,
had a lot
didn't
of ribbons.
You?
And they have these, their banana splits, which is what we had, and I'm not exaggerating, They're about that big. They're huge. They're basically double banana splits. And they are scrumptious. So here's what you do. You go there. You do your gummy bear goblets or gummy worm goblets. You hit your steak frites. Awesome. Or maybe your turkey burger. Fair enough. You're trying to watch weight. You don't want to kill cows anymore. Right? You're like Paul McCartney. Kill no cow. Get it. I'm with you. And then you're like, oh, I'm like a cow. I've got multiple stomachs. I've got room for sweets. Okay. Get yourself the big old giant banana split thing and share it, and life is good.
All the desserts are gigantic, though.
So that's what you're going to do next time. And
that's
you're
a good
get
date.
There.
That's a good
it
date.
It is a good date. All right.
And the candy shop is super cute.
Coming back, and we'll talk about our favorite last one. This is David Ivey from Pub Crawl. It's funny because this is David from You should just leave it on. Hi, I'm David Ivey from Pub Crawl, and you're watching the Vegas Video Network. And scene. So I'm trying to think, if I'm a guy, I'm taking out a girl, in what order would I do these restaurants? Of course, again, the goal is to see if you can get lucky before the third date. Anybody can get lucky the third date. That's easy. Anybody. That's not hard. I'm seeing if you can get lucky second date. Maybe the first date. All right. If you want to try the
first date. I think first date's got to be Sugar Factory.
Really? See, maybe
first
go
date
first date
is, cause not too not too
world.
Formal. I think first date is Sugar Factory. It's more fun. You got the view of the Bellagio fountain. You can browse around the candy shop. If you're smart, you get one of the candy tins for her to give to take home, so she keeps thinking about
but
you
if she's
after
eating that,
the date.
Then she's not. We're not. You know.
She won't be eating it. This is at the end of the date. you say, oh, let's go get a tin of candy, and then she gets to take that home.
That's
to
your
think
pickup
about
line?
It.
Let's go
I'm
get
just
a
saying
tin
you
of candy?
Wanted to laugh.
Holy crap. If
I'm
done
just
that.
Saying, you know,
hey,
or there's
baby.
Cute little t-shirts. You want to give her something, you know, to think about.
I want to give her something to think about.
Oh, God.
There's no quip. What? There's nothing wrong
Even
with that.
Even your male counterparts here are booing you.
Only because you're here. Otherwise, they'd be like, hey, that's pretty. I'm with you.
No, that's because they're all gentlemen.
Anyways, last place.
Well, what would you? Anyways, and then I think. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
And you think what?
I was going to
what
talk
do
about.
You think?
I was going to talk about place number two, but I don't think I can discuss that if we haven't discussed
we have
the
to
last
talk,
one.
We have to talk about lemongrass.
That's right.
Which is at Aria. This is the entrance to lemongrass. This is a pretty cool Thai restaurant. First time here as well for us. It's been around for a while, I believe.
And how many times have we been in Aria and never knew it was back there? Don't you think that's weird?
Yeah, and we should go ahead and run through the virtual tour as we're talking about this a little bit.
We've never been in there.
Yeah, it's, I mean, you can see it's a really nice-looking restaurant. This is a good date restaurant for sure. Now, I got here a little late, so I didn't get to experience, like, all the service aspects of it. I kind of rushed in after a meeting. I'm going to actually kind of look to you.
The service was great. Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Our waitress was really funny, actually. She had a name tag on. So I think it was like, whatever, Christina. And so we kept calling her, oh, thanks, Christina, or whatever. And then eventually she's like, hey, psst, my name's not really Christina. I forgot my name tag. And then she tells us, you know, her real name. And she was just kind of funny. She's like, well, if you want to complain later, make sure you use the name Christina, right? Anyway, she was really fun and lighthearted, and we had good banter with her.
Right. So Thai food. And I'm not usually a huge fan of Thai food, but so I got there a little late. As a matter of fact, I was calling Melissa, and she's like, okay, I'll order you the sweet and sour
chicken. Because I thought that was a safe thing, because that's really Chinese, right?
Exactly. So I arrive, the chicken's already there. There's all kinds of other food there.
Did you have any of the chicken satay?
I did.
That was so good.
What was the goo in the creamy kind of, wasn't there a creamy...
You really like the pad thai.
Yeah. If I knew what that was, I probably did.
That was a noodle dish.
Yes.
You loved the pad thai.
So I get there, you know, after successfully closing a large deal that we'll be talking about later. And
we had two kinds of curries.
Food was out. Curry.
Did you like the curry?
You know what? I liked it all.
Because you usually don't like curry.
It was all so good. And I do remember the waitress now. She was fun and attentive.
Yeah.
The restaurant, as you can see, is really nice looking. So a nice date kind of vibe can certainly happen there. And then the food was outstanding. I don't remember the cost. And actually, we didn't talk about price point on the other one. For top of the world, you know, it's the standard $50+ ribeye kind of thing.
Yeah, it's expensive.
Sugar Factory. Reasonable. I think the steak frites, which was the steak frites and fries, was I think
$16 to $20. I would say steak frites was like $23.
I think that's right. And
hamburgers are like $16.
Right. Yeah. And then for lemongrass, I don't remember the pricing on
it's
that.
It's a high. It's a not exactly because you know.
We're all just kind of
mixing and matching, right. Just ordering what we were doing like family style and sharing,
right.
But. You know, I think it's on the more expensive end of a Thai restaurant. You know, it's certainly not as casual as Sugar Factory.
It was
delicious. I was really surprised you like curry because you usually are a no curry kind of guy.
And before we wrap up the show, I want to mention that we went to a bar right next door. I think it was called Bar Moderno. Not sure if that's a bar, but it had these cool little booths that you could kind of hide away in.
Fabulous.
Perfect
cocktails.
Place to wrap up an evening. And close the deal with that special soon-to-be someone. So what are we thinking? Top of the world? Go. And congratulations. And you can thank me later when you wake up and go, and you roll over and go, what would you like for breakfast? I'm the sleaze. Sorry. It's been a rough week. I don't know. Anyways, I got to go now. And they're going to take me away in a little bed. It's pretty neat. Anyways, living in Las Vegas, we'll see you guys next week. Take care. And love y'all. Bye-bye.
Dick.